Morfield, hold up. Gwan's asking about...
When Idina spun to face Cameron, it was too late to keep the other woman from seeing the glittering green mist puffing out all over Idina's hands, and her squad leader stopped short.
What the hell?
I told Sergeant Remington I needed a minute.
Did you tell him you're going radioactive too? Because that's a hell of a thing to try to hide.
Gritting her teeth, Idina couldn't say anything in response. If she denied it, she'd look bad. If she tried to explain what she didn't fully understand herself, she'd look bad.
Seriously, Morfield, what the hell's going on with
you? I said I need a minute!
Another blast of green light surged around her hands, and probably her arms this time, and there was nothing she could do to stop it. Cameron gaped at her.
Sergeant Cameron, please. I know it's weird.
Understatement of the year.
But right now, I need space so I don't end up... so I don't end up hurting anyone else when...
Holy fuck!
Both women turned to see Private Romero leaning against one of the trees where he'd stepped aside to answer the call of nature privately. His good leg took all his weight until he tried to take a step back and almost fell over a fallen log behind him. As if her abilities were playing a cosmic joke on her, the green mist spewing around Idina's hands and all the flashing pulses of light snuffed out instantly. Romero blinked, rubbed his eyes with one hand, and steadied himself with the other against the rough bark of the closest tree. Idina finally looked down at her hands and had zero explanations or excuses.
Sergeant Cameron, tell me you saw that.
Get back to your post, Romero.
Are you fucking kidding me? There's something seriously wrong with her.
That's in
order. There's nothing wrong with me.
Bullshit.